Cool. Good morning. Continuing the halachos of tearing kriya by the kotel, when you see the makom hamikdash Yerushalayim, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayholech ubal Yerushalayim, holech ubal." Let's say a person is traveling in and out of Yerushalayim. Toch shloshim yom enoch korea kara acher. You wouldn't have to tear kriya again if you are traveling back and forth to Yerushalayim and you're there at least within 30-day period. That if you see the makom hamikdash within at least 30 days, so then you don't have to tear kriya again. V'im la'acher shloshim yom chozer v'kriya. However, if it's after 30 days, so then you would go back and tear kriya again. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a case of someone who was born and grew up in Yerushalayim. So their entire katnuso, their entire upbringing was in Yerushalayim. And then once they become the age of bar mitzvah, so now they would be obligated, theoretically, if they saw Yerushalayim for the first time, to tear kriya. But the Mishnah Berurah says, but they've seen Yerushalayim their entire lives. So you don't call that someone who hasn't seen Yerushalayim in 30 days. Of course they have. They just weren't obligated to tear kriya yet. But so therefore, you would not have to, someone in that situation would not have to tear kriya when they go to the kotel. They're in Yerushalayim now that they are bar mitzvah. Have a wonderful day. Shabbat shalom.